Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're from gal jerseys appearing in unusual places to the most mispronounced place names in this country. Breakfast Briefing, Shane Beattie is here with the stories from right around the island. Good afternoon, Shane. How
good
are
afternoon.
You?
Thank you for bringing the sunshine today.
I know,
it's gorgeous.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I am just going to enjoy the sun. I have the cover off the furniture. I don't want to hear from anyone if possible. I just want to sit in my garden and enjoy it. We get
so few
days
to all of your friends.
But you get so few days that you can actually enjoy. And we know it's going to be good today and tomorrow. Not too sure about Sunday onwards, but enjoy it. Yeah. I think it might get a bit more cloudy. There's not much rain forecast. So enjoy it while we can.
Well, I'm going home.
Again,
this is two weekends in a row.
You'd be exhausted.
I hadn't been home since March. Now I'm done now till at least Christmas after this. And I'm going, the Rory Gallagher Festival is on in Ballyshannon. I haven't been to it in about 18 years.
Yeah.
But
my
neighbours
used to go
years
ago to that every year and they absolutely adored it. So I think it'll be amazing.
No, I'm not going for the music.
Okay.
To be very clear, right?
Are you a fan of Rory Gallagher?
No.
Right.
I'm just going for the crack.
For the crack, yeah. Well,
so
perfect
fine.
Weekend for it.
Yeah. What's the connection from Coronation Street to Ireland this week?
Well, separately, can I just say I stumbled upon Coronation Street last night. It's gone absolutely rubbish. It's gone
really?
To the dogs. Yeah, nothing happens in it. I see now why people complain on Twitter about it. The writing is brutal. The acting is brutal. It's gone really bad.
Oh,
anyway, there are still fans in Ireland of Coronation Street, particularly in Kerry, because this week the Kerry man says that we thought Coronation Street had seen it all, from Deirdre's affair with Mike Baldwin to Richard Hillman's extraordinary killing spree. But after 64 years, there's still room for something new. So how about a Kerry jersey parading through the streets of Weatherford?
No way.
And people in Kerry have a particular talent of getting the Kerry jerseys in everywhere.
They're very proud.
They are. But you watch the Ryder Cup, you watch the snooker, you watch any big event and you'll see a Kerry jersey. This is a local jersey. It isn't a Kerry jersey. It's from a local...
local club.
It's a local club. It's the Lees Pole jersey. Nora Begley was part of a 16-person contingent running the marathon in Greater Manchester recently. And after they did the 10K race, so it's like a mini marathon, they decided to bring the club colours to the cobbled streets of the world famous soap opera. So 16 of them headed off to the Corrie set. Nora says she grew up watching Coronation Street, as a lot of us did.
Yeah, it was always in our house.
There's nothing else on the telly at the time, maybe. Her mother's a massive fan and that's how the idea came to her. Now, she didn't get to meet any of the actors, unfortunately.
Right.
So I'd love to do this set tour. It'd be interesting to see.
My sister's done it.
Yeah.
Apparently it's great.
And you see the Rovers.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
We were only talking about it in the show yesterday.
Actually. But the jersey was brought in. None of the actors got to see the jersey, but she says there's time to put that right in the future. So there we go. More Kerry jerseys around the world.
Tell us about this signage mistake in Cork.
Yes, the Cork City community residents there in one of those areas left baffled when their local streets suddenly went, imagine this now, you wake up in the morning and the street that you live on has gone pay parking overnight.
Stop. And you don't notification.
And you don't know. And they were worried if they faced the prospect of having parking fines for leaving their cars outside their homes. Apparently it was a bolt from the blue for people living on a number of streets around Toher on the south side of the city. Worried phone calls then started happening. So people were ringing their local representatives going, what's going on here? However, we have a bit of detective work being done by Sinn Féin's Trevor McCarthy, who revealed it was a mistake on the part of Cork City Council.
Stop.
So the signs weren't in the right place at all. Locals could continue to park their cars outside as they'd always done and wouldn't be fined €60 every day for doing so.
So fair enough, the signs just went up in the wrong place.
Yeah, they're doing flood relief works in the area and Cork City Council said the signs went up by mistake. They're still there, or certainly were on the Cork BO website earlier on this morning, but according to the council, the signs will be taken down as soon as possible. So don't panic if you're in Cork.
Yeah, I'm sure the residents there are delighted. It's first Holy Communion. Is that not done now at this stage, or is it still going on?
There's still a few of them happening. Yeah, if there are, a great weekend for it.
Ooh.
Always nice to have a sunny weekend for a communion. We're going to Cavan for this next story because a young Cavan schoolgirl has turned heads when she made her first Holy Communion, looking stunning, as all little girls do on their communion day. She looked extra stunning, though, because she was wearing her mother's 40-year-old communion dress. And it's such a message in this about sustainability as well. Aileen McCall from King's Court not only wore the 4-decade-old dress, but also the same earrings and the same necklace that her mother Helen wore while taking the sacrament all the way back in 1984. The Anglo-Celt has this story, which has now been picked up by some of the national papers. The dress was in immaculate condition. Do you know where your communion dress is?
It's still at home.
Still at home.
Do you know what my mother did? She convinced me. My mother was way ahead on things in terms of sustainability, and I didn't realise it at the time. She encouraged me to get it dyed.
Okay.
Right, with the view that I would wear it again and wear it to, like, birthday parties or something. You know the way you used to dress up as a child to go to people's birthday parties?
This is a great idea.
So my communion dress is hanging in my childhood bedroom at home in Donegal, and it's pink.
Lovely.
And I never wore it. It looked terrible.
I wish
she never got me to do it. I'm totally blaming her, actually, for this.
You didn't have the right occasion to wear it. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it wasn't a very fancy one. Like, it wasn't, it didn't have loads of sequins or puffy. It was quite plain.
So you could use it at other events.
It's like me, Shane, you know, playing girl.
It's a great idea.
It was great in theory.
Yeah.
Just never worked.
Yeah, this did work.
I'm sure other people do it.
For Aileen, who's 9, she made her communion with her classmates at her local church last weekend. Her mother says it's incredible. Well, so many people are shelling out a fortune on dresses these days.
Fair play
to work. 40-year-old dress can be just as beautiful. Not only, you know, it's money saver, but the sentimentality there. And I think it's a really nice gesture.
Lovely idea. Sulky racing. Is this still happening?
It is. I'm from Kildare, and it goes on a bit in Kildare. And it's, I know some people talk about culture and things like that. It's a horrific thing that happens on our roads. It's awful for, obviously, the horses. It's awful for drivers to come across it. It's a very scary experience. Happened to me before, where I had to pull in and I was overtaken by sulky racers, and it's a horrible experience. But anyway, Carlow County Council is being urged to ban or regulate sulky racing in the county before a serious accident happens. Cynthia Ní Murchú is running for election, Ireland South MEP. She's also a barrister, isn't she? And she says that she's met with concerned residence groups in Carlow about the Browns Hill Road area and the Pollerton area, and also the Dublin Road with the Hackettstown Road. And she's calling on the council to do something, because it's only a matter of time before we're dealing with an accident. And in recent years, sulky racing was restricted over the border in Kilkenny with bylaws there. But she says it's a Wild West sport and should either be banned or regulated. I think most people would say banned.
There's a reason that people race horses on racetracks. There's a reason for it. And a lot of it is to do with, it is to do with the ground and the softness and the quality and the hardness of the ground as well.
Yeah.
You can't compare a racetrack to, you know, like, effectively the N11 or the M50 or whatever the road is in.
And to get the horses to absolutely boot it, there's definitely an animal welfare issue and, as I say, a road safety issue as well. But it still goes on. She says, Cynthia Murchú says, she's been speaking to locals who see this the whole time.
We're talking about the mispronunciation of names.
Yes, 2 Limerick towns, both among the top 10 searches in Ireland, with people looking for guidance on how to pronounce them. So I struggle with some Irish town names as well, because I just haven't a clue where to start.
I'm looking at the two that ranked in the top 10.
Yeah.
I presume it's Foynes.
Yeah, you can pronounce that, yes.
And Cathercharnlish. Cathercharnlish?
Cathercharnlish, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Not that
difficult. Dungarvan in Waterford was the topmost mispronounced town in the country. Dungarvan. Other way can you pronounce that?
Dungarvan, yes.
Oh, really?
No. You're saying it right.
It's a study. I know I am, but
it's a study from Preply, which analysed the spellings of more than 100 Irish places. And Dungarvan, apparently 57,870 people every month search how to say Dungarvan. You mentioned Foynes and Cathercharnlish there. Other inclusions, Castletown Bear. I suppose you could say Castletown Beer, maybe. Spiddle, it's pretty self-explanatory, and Termonfeckin.
That is a great town name.
It's a great name, not difficult to say though. Now, also, some people have been left scratching their heads with Yall, Clarehead, and Grange Bellew, apparently there. And in Dublin, in terms of tourist attractions, people can't pronounce Kilmainham Jail or Gwail. They're not sure what to say. It's searched 460 times. The problem with Ireland and the Irish language is that the spelling can be quite different to how you're actually supposed to say.
I'm going to give you one here that has mispronounced my entire life from my home county.
Ardara.
Ardra.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in the world mispronounces Ardra, but it is spelt Ardara. Yeah.
I also struggle, and I mentioned it to you recently.
You did.
I want to say Remelton.
It is Remelton,
Not Ram. Sorry, I want to say Ramelton.
Yeah, no, it's Remelton.
And you corrected me, Remelton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Donegal.
Yeah, you have a strange way of saying things.
We're just strange. It's fine. I'm happy enough with that. Yeah, so look, if you are living in a town and it's always mispronounced, let me actually send us in a voice note today with the most mispronounced towns in the country. 087 1400 106.
Everyone remembers this woman, surely. She went viral. This is Anne Grimes, who was filmed shouting, "Ah, here, leave it out," in that gorgeous Dublin accent. Well, we have news, because overnight she has been elected Lord Mayor of Northwall in Dublin.
Ah, very good.
She was last night declared the Community Lord Mayor of Northwall and Sheriff Street. There was a competition for the role. Back in 2012, she became famous when she shouted the "Ah, here, leave it bleeding out" in a bid to break up a fight she came across on Talbot Street, and she became a YouTube sensation. Apparently, people to this day still say it to her. She's really, really famous. And the Lord Mayor is going to present her next week with Mayor of Northwall and Sheriff Street. Not because of the viral video, but because of all the great community work, that she does
as well. Fair play to her, yeah. It's not a directly elected mayor. It's not a 120,000 euro salary position. No.
Ceremonial role.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Well, fair play. Shane Beattie, as always, listen, enjoy the sun in the back garden this weekend.
And enjoy, and hello to everyone in Donegal.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.